Okay, I would like to demonstrate how we use submodalities to do this thing called mapping across. But you know what? I'm looking at time, and I'm thinking what might be even better is to give you as a group an experience of mapping across. So take the whole group through the process of mapping across and then talk about how we use the submodalities. And I promise then when I come back next month, we would actually have some experience with looking at the detailed parts of our submodalities to do that. Because I know a lot of you have to get places and have flights and things tonight, so I don't want to keep us over. So for this, and I'm going to let you have a discussion on this, for us to use the idea of mapping across in NLP, I gave you the definition before. Okay, so we're going to, for mapping across to work, these are the elements that need to be there. There needs to be some similarity in the content. Are you listening, Sebastian? Similarity in the content. This is one place where we say, okay, typically for our unconscious mind to say, it's okay to use what works in one situation. In another situation, there needs to be some similarity in the situations. So if I say my present state is I'm having trouble learning how to use language patterns in NLP. Okay, that's a category, right? And I might say to you, so what is something else you have learned that involved language that you do well? Are you following me? Those are similar in content, language to language. If I say, I'm having trouble learning how to use language in NLP, and I say, but you know what? I know how to drive a car. I learned how to drive a car really well. Your unconscious mind may go, I don't know that the action of driving a car is similar enough to using language that will work. I don't know that I can make that distinction. So when I say similarity and content, if I find people mapping across, maybe they have trouble with, and this is pretty common, one of the children in the family doesn't obey them in the way that they would like. But there's another child in the family that they have learned how to communicate with that child, so that child, and they have good rapport with that child. So that would be one kid to another kid. Or somebody will say, I can't seem to get along with one of my coworkers. There's one that I don't get along with. And I say, who is another person that, and it doesn't have to be a coworker, someone that you interact with that you get along well with. So we call those searching for counter examples. Do you hear that? Mm-hmm. Similar. If I'm trying to learn a new sport, so I say, I'm trying to learn how to play golf, I might say, well, what is some kind of physical activity that you did learn that now seems simple and easy for you? I take the analogy of typing. Many people know how to type quite well, but they have trouble learning to use a computer. Well, that's really quite similar. Or if they're having trouble using a piece of equipment, I might say, what's another piece of equipment? You know, maybe you're having trouble with your smartphone because it's smarter than you are, but you do know how to operate your TV. You know, that may be similar enough for the map across to work. So what we do, there needs to be similarity in content, and then what we need to do is examine what works. How are you And I know Larry went over this circle with you. How are you feeling? How are you holding your body? And how are you thinking when you get good results? So what is it that gets you good results when you get what you want? What works when you are resourceful? And I'm going to show you the simplest way to do that, which is focusing on our physiology. That's the way we hold our body, and our internal state. And then next month, I'll show you how we focus on our thinking. Okay, so this is what we're going to focus on this month. How do you hold your body, and what internal state do you have access to when you're getting the results you want in any circumstance? And then, how is that different? We contrast that with, how is that different when you aren't getting results, when you're unresourceful? So we examine what works when you're resourceful, contrast that with being unresourceful. And then we bring what works in terms of our physiology and our internal state into the context where we're not getting what we want. So it looks like this. This is what works where you are resourceful. This is a similar context where you are unresourceful. And what we're going to do is we're going to take this over here. So we now have a resourceful physiology and state to operate out of in this other context. That is the simple diagram for what we're doing. So for this to work, and I'm going to give you a chance to talk to somebody, what we need you to do is find what your examples are going to be that you will use for this, because I'm going to take the whole group through it, so I don't have time to check with each one of you how it's working. And the way that you might want to get at this is what is a present state or unresourceful situation you have? And what might be your appropriate counterexample for what works for you to use for this exercise? So the unresourceful would be present state, right? And the other would be something that works. Y'all following me? So I might say, I'm really having trouble organizing the paperwork in my office. That's it. Marilyn goes, yes. That's my present state. Well, where's the situation where you have been able to organize something, and paperwork is like stuff? Maybe your kitchen's really well organized. Or maybe when you were working a job, your paperwork is organized great. So you go, okay, I'm not organizing my paperwork well now. But when I worked a job, I knew how to do that perfectly. Y'all following me? So find somebody to talk to that's sitting close to you, and I'm going to give you about 3 minutes to talk with them to see if it seems similar. Because for this to work, these two contexts need to have a little bit of similarity to them. People to people, thing to thing, activity to activity. Okay? So take a few minutes to talk with somebody so you can come up with something to do this. Was that enough time for you to think of something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.